The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
So, Nigel, where are we at with the story that Donald Trump, at his, quote, hush money trial, when they're trying to find all the jurors, fell asleep not once, but twice?
I think it's hilarious. I think, fine, it's got to be so boring. And maybe he's putting on a show, who knows, but this thing, whole thing is a sham designed to get him off the campaign trail and in a courtroom.
And it's also designed to advance the political careers of Fat Alvin and Letitia James.
Which might work. Which might work. But it's not going to, I think it's going to backfire in terms of the support for the president.
One of Donald Trump's attorneys, Elena Haba, who's really hot. Can I just point that out?
Well, I don't notice things like that.
She is an attractive woman. She spoke with Martha McCallum of Fox News about the rumors that the old man fell asleep twice.
Elena, I just have a second, but, you know, there's two reports both days of him falling asleep in court. Any reaction to that? Is he tired? Has he just been running around a lot? Or any thoughts on that?
If anything, he's probably brutally bored. I mean, it's painful. They make him sit there through jury selection. The first day was procedural. But no, you know, I've heard that report. It's unlikely. I know him. I sat through trial after trial with him. That never happens. Oh, so President Trump is incredibly focused.
So for argument's sake here, just play along with me.
All right.
Let's say that the old man did fall asleep twice. I think this has to be intentional because this is Donald Trump showing that court the same amount of respect that they're showing him.
Exactly.
It's a little theater here. It's kind of like that scene in Animal House where the guys at the Delta House, they knew no matter what they did, the administration was going to kick him out. So they might as well throw a toga party.
I got news for you, pal. They're going to nail us no matter what we do. So we might as well have a good time. Toga.
There's Trump, Haba, Roger Stone. We're all in the courtroom. That's what it is.
Okay.
They're going to go after him and bust his backside no matter what they do. So you might as well embarrass them and have a good time.